don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 edition is Craig Hudgens. He's with the FirstLanding1607.com website. Good morning, Craig. Welcome on into the show. Craig, are you there? I think I lost him. Let's see if we can add him back in. Had him going instead of muting the mic or unmuting, it might have disconnected. So let's try this again. Let's see. Okay. Let's get him into the show this way. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. Hopefully, he'll be able to answer the call this time and be part of the show. Greatly appreciate him being part of it today. He's over at Drummond Island at Waywind Resort. Good friends of ours, Paul and Nina, is there. Craig, go ahead and unmute your microphone. Nope, he keeps hanging up. Okay, there you are. Are you there, sir? Craig, are you there?
Hey, Randy, I am with you here somewhere.
Okay. You're very distant. I want to make sure that headset's plugged in like we tested it. Make sure we're good to go. Okay, Craig, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Trying to dissolve.
Nope, Craig, for this segment, we're good. We're just going to continue on this way. Craig, go ahead and tell the audience a little bit of who is Craig Hudgens and basically a short little resume.
Sure. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia, born there in 54, and moved when I was 10. I traveled the world with my dad at first, but ended up in Southern California, where I went to high school and college, joined the Marine Corps there in 77 as an officer in the Marines, and followed through with as a pilot in the Marine Corps, with being able to fly helicopters, jets, trainers, did a special ops tour of Beirut and Grenada, went into Beirut, and then did the invasion of Grenada with the 82nd Airborne. That was my ground ops tour. And that issues.
When did you leave the military, Craig?
Sorry?
When did you leave the military?
I left, the first time I left was in 87. And got out, actually I was in the reserves. And then out of that, during flying for Pan Am, I went to, ended up being selected for Command and Staff College in the Marine Corps, an upper level, top level school, which studied the warfare issues. And I was proud, at least to part, to be able to, the first reservist ever selected for that, but which to me, it relates directly to the things going on today, because it's a just war issue as to whether or not we go to war.
Sure.
And my paper was faith in its role for this thesis paper there, the faith in its role for the warrior goes to the heart of that. We really, as a nation, as a people, we need to understand, why are we fighting? What's the reason we're fighting? And, of course, that stuff is staring us in the face now under the leadership of our current president, Donald
Trump. Sure. Absolutely. Well, when we get back from the break, I want to talk more about the firstlanding1607.com website and basically your involvement. And what is the mission? What are you looking to accomplish? What are you looking to do? So we'll get into all that conversation. If you have any questions for Craig, send them to me, text them to me at 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Rand.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is Craig Hudgens. He's with the First Landing 1607.com website. Craig, tell the folks a little bit about this website, a little bit about your mission. What is it that you're hoping to accomplish to get information out to people? Yeah, we're good, Craig. Go ahead.
Cool. Yeah, a number of years back, it came to an awareness of the team that did this, executed this plan, that First Landing was unrealized as to the importance to America's history and what was done there by our founders, who ended up going on from First Landing to found Jamestown, is that First Landing, where they first put foot on this continent, and there they dedicated this continent that the gospel of Jesus Christ would go forth from this land. And to that end, he took that up as the covenant that was made there between those that landing party led by Reverend Robert Hunt. And we felt like it was important for the nation to go back to its origin, as defined by one of our team members, Reverend Jack Stagman, former South African pastor and renowned in South Africa. So he was really felt led by God to say, we need to go back to origins. And I think that that's relevant for today's, substance or issues surrounding First Landing, what it means to America. We need to go back to our origins, go back to a variety of things, but fundamentally our faith, which was defined there, and which went on to define all manner of things. Jamestown, the Williamsburg, the founding fathers, all of these things really came out of that First Landing event.
And now, that First Landing event, Craig, again, to be clear, this was the landing in Virginia Beach, correct?
Correct, yes. That was at Virginia Beach. Now known as Cape Henry is where the location stands.
Okay.
There's a landing park there, but unfortunately, Jamestown gets a lot of the publicity. And so we followed through on all of this. We had a second year, we did a memorial service of this, proclaiming this, and the governor's mansion in Richmond, Governor Glenn Youngkin. And then we ended up going on to seeking the president, President Trump's, to sign a proclamation about the importance and the value of First Landing. And thus, on April 29th of this year, we visited the White House. Our team, Donica Hudson, coordinated this. She's from Donica Hudson Ministries in herself, and Banners for Freedom, Robert and Jamie Agee, Don Blake at Virginia Christian Alliance, and our friend Jack Stagman, our buddy Jack Stagman. So we were all together there at the White House on the 29th, where the president signed this proclamation to acknowledge the importance and value of the First Landing. And so right now our mission is to include First Landing next year as one of the nine cities that the president has directed to be a part of the 250-year celebration for America's founding. And right now, Virginia doesn't even have a listed location. Now, there is a special announcement coming out, and I'm not even privileged until right now to make that clear, but apparently the ongoing discussion we're having with the White House and with others who are coordinating this, with the celebrations next year, we are anticipating being a part of that. And the president, likely, what we're anticipating, he will come to Virginia Beach to acknowledge this next year on between the period of April 26th through April 29th, which is the anniversary now. Next year will be the 419th anniversary of the First Landing founding.
So. Too cool. Now, one of the things that I wanted to have you on the show today to talk about is, as a group, what is the plan as far as getting this information out to the schools? When you and I first spoke, sure. I didn't even really totally remember this history. Of course, everybody knows about Plymouth Rock and Jamestown, but this was actually before that, and this is the information I think needs to be taught in the public schools.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. One of the pivotal aspects of transforming America, as it has been for the communists throughout their history, is to reach the kids in the schools. And that is critical to what we're doing as well. We have a number of initiatives. As a matter of fact, the president is intent on on dissolving the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, and relegating that to the state levels. So we've been in discussion with a group which is formulating a plan. One of the gentlemen, Brian Long, out of Nashville, he's a major part of formulating a plan that's going to provide an alternative for the president to be able to pursue that. But in and of itself, it will incorporate. It'll be surely incorporating these important historic events to be able to bring that to the awareness of our children. And so many of those things have been lost throughout our history. And, of course, the liberal left communist agenda of our education system has ignored that summarily. And we need to take that up. That needs to be a major focus of our effort. And that's what our team itself has been doing. And we're bringing that to bear. Unfortunately, the politicians are even our Republican politicians. We invited Republicans to this event that we did back in 23, 416th anniversary then. Not one came to that. Now, Glenn Beck heard of it. He came to it. He spoke for an hour and a half at that event. One amazing story. But William Federer, one of the greatest historians America has, he was there. William Federer is a part of that plan for bringing this to bear in a more open way. An amazing man of God. All manner of folks that have picked this up, and one of our mandates, one of our obligations as arbiters of this plan is to ensure we're highlighting the people who have a sincere heart, a heart for God and a heart for America, and is little interested in what it means for them, particularly as much as it means for the history and the posterity to come.
Absolutely. So, now, I'm on the website firstlanding1607.com. First is spelled out, folks, FIRST, landing1607.com. And it's really kind of like your mission statement was a declaration of a covenant prayer by Reverend Robert Hunt, April 1607. And it's amazing because the events and all of the speakers, interviews, resources, everything there on the website, you also have a donate button. Is this something, has this been set up, Craig, as a 501c3, C4, nonprofit? Exactly how have you set this up as?
Yes, C3. That's operating as a C3. And there are better ways, like a C8, but C3 is what it operates right now in conjunction with the Virginia Christian Alliance and with the Banners for Freedom. We are all under that same umbrella of the C3 that's operating to support this. And so Robert Agee, who really essentially designed that website, another incredibly talented guy, and he's constantly monitoring or being able to bring that to a higher level of perfection for that website.
Sure. So, yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the things that you mentioned, and again, this is next year what we're looking at, in the 250th anniversary of our founding, our Declaration of Independence,
yes, sir.
One of the things you think Donald Trump, as president, as well as maybe other members of Congress, U.S. senators, do you think all of them will embrace this project and bring it to fruition next year as part of the celebration?
I'm very doubtful until the president actually decides that's a topic of his discussion or of his encouraging others to be there, then they won't be there. It's incredible how the obligation, or at least the responsibility of highlighting our Christian heritage, is still lost on most of these politicians. And the Republicans, again, are no better than the Democrats in that regard. And I call them out because, as you well know, and I heard you speak about this on your show, you're very aware of these, you might say, the uniparty agenda that takes place out here. So as soon as the president highlights this as one of those nine cities that he wants to be a celebration process over the next year, which will culminate with the Boston World's Fair in the fall, but we are looking for, you know, First Landing to be one of those nine cities. So we can bring that to now the president's domestic policy director, Vince Haley, and his aide have been, they're from Virginia, and men of God, and they are, you might say, our advocates White House. And so they're very well versed and very well capable of advocating for this. So I'm looking forward to what the results here. And we may have that announcement coming up in the next few days. So I'm really,
okay, very good. Well, we'll keep in touch and you can let me know. Now, one thing that's very interesting, folks, if you want to go to the website, they actually have the White House press release of this proclamation that was signed by President Trump April 29, 2025 by the president, and pictures of the folks there attending the event. One thing that I think is very critical for people to understand, this is now on his radar. And I think, like you say, with his domestic policy folks being part of it, Craig, probably a good possibility that this may come to fruition next year.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, it all boils down to one thing. And the thing that we have been intent on from the beginning of this is that we let God open the doors. He, you know, I love the scripture that says that he opens the doors that no man can close and closes the doors that no man can open. And thus, we have realized things. Like I said, Glenn Beck flew in from Dallas after his radio show on the day of the event because he knew it was important. And he came and he spoke to us. We didn't pay one iota to any of these individuals, $1 to any of these individuals to come and speak. And yet they knew the importance and the value of this, and they came. And so that's ongoing. And I believe that the Lord will facilitate these things in a way that we can marvel at and give him the glory for all of these things, because the glory is not deserving of our own, but it's his glory that we know that America is founded on.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's pretty impressive. Like you say, after his radio show, gets on his own private plane and flies there. And the ceremony at Fort Story, wanted to verify, Craig, what state was that held in? Was that Virginia?
Yes, that's correct. Yep, Southern Virginia. It was the most, literally, we are at the most southern tip of Virginia. And Fort Story, the location is on Fort Story, which is one of our special ops bases in America. And the actual location right there, but we did the event partially there at the location, and then we went to the hotel, the Delta Hotel, and we did that there as about 300 plus individuals in attendance that night.
Very cool.
We were just blessed by God to be able to do such a thing that we could not have imagined. We did that in 4 months, which is next to impossible, as you might know, about getting
together. That's for sure. Absolutely. Well, one of the things I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention, maybe perhaps as we're heading into this political season of next year's election, we're having a lot of interactions, Craig, with our U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. He actually has an opponent that's announced challenging him, Justin Michael. We have governor candidates. We have a U.S. Senate race. Michigan is going to be a major focal point next year. And now that my listeners know about this, maybe they can start questioning these politicians about it and bringing it to their attention so that maybe they can support it. Final 20, 30 seconds here. I'll let you wrap up the interview.
Yes, sir. Well, you've touched on one area that's part and parcel to all of this, Randy, is that, and Michigan suffers under this issue greatly, is election integrity. And I've been involved in that for a very long time, going all the way back to, you know,
yes,
B1 Bob Dornan. We have to have election integrity. Well, thank you, Randy.
Yes, sir. Greatly appreciated. Again, the website, First, F-I-R-S-T, Landing, 1607.com is the website. Craig, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source. Michigan.